Hey guys, welcome to Sled Talk. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I would like to take a second of your time and introduce this season's title sponsor is Bikeman Performance. So they've decided to jump on board and help push the podcast. And if you're unaware, Bikeman is the elite level when it comes to aftermarket performance parts on your sled. So be sure to check out their site, link in the description. And without further ado, let's jump into the show.
Sled Talk listeners, welcome back to episode 51. We're back in the office with the boys minus Kobe, and
that's
don't really have a structure or agenda. We're kind of just going to shoot from the hip. We got some exciting guests that are coming on the show in future episodes here real soon. But yeah, what'd you guys think of, the overall response from the 50th episode? I saw a ton of shares and got a lot of good feedback. And what'd you guys see?
It's pretty pumped on it. About the same thing. Shares.
Same.
I think I'm maybe a little new to get too much feedback. I keep getting like the family members, you know, sure. Where like your grandparents are like, oh my gosh, like those sort of things.
Yeah. It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I love grandparents and parents, but yeah, that's always the, Are you doing podcasts? Like, yeah, like I'm on a podcast. I'm not like the one doing the podcast. I'm just lucky enough to be on them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like thumbs up, dude. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Have had quite a few people though actually ask me like, you know, what the platform is that we're using and asking to share the links, but
yeah,
it's pretty cool. Dope. Yeah.
Heck yeah. We got our overall good response. We need to pick, we didn't with the giveaway. We didn't really get,
we should have done that right now.
Well, we can.
How have you been doing it?
Well, so the review, you know, we split it into review on the podcast platform and then YouTube subscribers, and the review thing didn't go over so well. So I think we should just pick two YouTube subscribers.
Let's do it right now.
So
I'm about it. Yes.
I think there was one that you might know that I had picked them originally for the YouTube and then was waiting to see if we had more reviews from
nobody left reviews, huh?
No, well, I don't know.
Maybe we should only give one away because well, there's like they didn't do what they were told.
Maybe there was bad.
Tisk.
If you don't leave a review after this episode, we're gonna stop doing it.
That's a second. The second, oh no, it's gone. She's gone.
Your sound?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Which one is it?
I don't know. You have to have your headphones on anyways.
To know.
Do you know who this is? This is who I picked.
I do know who that is, actually.
What do you mean you picked them? Randomly?
Yeah.
It's like sliding through or what?
Yeah.
They will be very ecstatic, actually.
Yeah. Well, that was the first one, and then... Because I had already selected.
Don't pick the next one.
I had already. Okay. I already selected.
Is that yours? Yeah, that one is mine.
You can announce the first one and then we'll have you guys pick a random.
No.
Oh, more audio technical difficulties. Good thing we have you, Jeff.
It's like in and out. Sounds like someone's crinkling a bottle in my ear. Ooh. Anything? Nope. I still can't hear anything.
No?
Nope. Yep. Nope. We're there. Don't even look at it anymore. We're done.
Good?
Yep. Got it.
Hold it out a little bit.
Ooh. Well, anyways, I won't go from there. So this is the first one?
Yeah. This is you announced the first pick for the YouTube. God. Jesus. Would you stop doing that? Go behind him. There's more room.
No, there's not. There's literally not either way. It's the same.
And so what are they getting on this one?
$250 Sledson merch. Ooh, credit.
$250 to Miss Hannah Hagemeyer. So this is going to Hags. I don't know. I think that was your nickname. But yeah. Congratulations, $250. What up?
To the Hags.
To the Hags. That's right. She'll love this.
Oh, I want to pick.
Yeah, you so
how are we picking? See,
so just any of the YouTube emails there.
Oh,
recently.
I wish we could.
Some of them are comments and stuff.
Wait, let's go like this.
Subscribers. Who is winner number two going to be?
Damn it. It didn't work how I wanted it to. I want it to like
just be the YouTube ones.
Yeah.
No Twitter in there.
Damn, I keep landing on Twitter.
Okay. Tweet, tweet. Is there someone like close to where your thumb's at?
I just landed on one.
Perfect.
Does anyone know this individual?
I don't know who it is.
Well, Mr. David Banner.
Isn't that the guy that sang Ice Cream Paint Job?
Yeah, no, no, David Banner. David Banner is a...
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the song.
Yeah,
the David Butterfly. Yeah. He has this song. God, what was the song? Oh, wait, is this... Maybe you were right.
Yeah, I know. I'm right.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Mr. David Banner won.
Hit us up for your $250 credit.
Well, cool. I guess we picked our winners. We got Hags and David Banner.
Yeah. Yep. I love it.
What was the other song? Oh, is it?
Ah, yeah. Yeah. You're making more work for you having to edit stuff out. Cool. Well, yeah, we picked our winners from that.
Dude.
I will say that.
Can't believe he follows the podcast.
Amazing.
The real David Banner.
Probably has a house on Lake Coeur d'Alene, too.
Probably. Yeah.
From a one hit wonder single. Yeah. Maybe.
Why are you hating on him? He follows us.
I will say, because typically I don't ever necessarily listen to the podcast just to listen to it because I'm not that narcissistic. But I will say that this, the 50th one, it's the first one that I've sat down and I watched it on YouTube just for pure enjoyment. Because usually I watch them to pull the clips for reels or for TikToks or whatever. So I have to go through and timestamp. And I didn't even do that on this one. Like I just sat down and I just watched it to enjoy it. And it was, I don't know, it was probably one of my favorite episodes ever. It was so, there was so many funny points that it was a good episode. So, and it performed pretty well. So I appreciate you guys tuning in to that last episode, obviously hitting number 50 for us. It was a pretty big deal. Cause it takes a lot of time, effort, and energy to release every Friday. But, yeah, we don't have a whole lot of time left. So we've got a couple more Fridays here in April, and these are my thoughts. I'll let you guys speak on it, and we'll put it out on socials and see what the listeners want to do. But so we've had, fortunately, this entire season, every single episode has been in person. And so it was my intention to go from the first Friday of October to the first Friday in May. With that, and then put out a vote of like, how should we carry through May, June, July, August, and then September, we'll be back at Heydays. How should we do, you know, once a month? Should we do biweekly? But then I have a pretty long list of people that have reached out that want to do podcasts that are going to have to be virtual. So I thought that we could do a lot of those throughout the summer. And the virtual ones are pretty simple. I mean, we could, you know, I could stack up and do multiple in one sitting to be able to maintain weekly throughout the summer. But it's, I mean, summer obviously for, I think everybody, it just gets way busier. I definitely have more demand very for busy, other businesses and stuff. So it takes a lot more time. But also at the same time, like if we have an overwhelming response of people, like if people will maintain listening to them every single, you know, Friday or every release all summer long, like, I mean, I'm not opposed to doing it. It's going to take a lot more time and effort, but I mean, we've been doing it for a while. So I don't know. What do you guys think we should do?
I like the kind of reconvening at least once a month. I think in the summertime.
Yeah, minimum.
Yeah, I think in the summertime, every Friday would be pretty.
Oh, like do a group one like we're doing now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
With us?
Yep.
Oh, like us? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or, well, I mean, it can still be.
We could do that once a month, and then you could do the virtual ones.
In between.
Or something.
Yeah. That'd be good.
So it's either, yeah, once, yeah.
So essentially, so we'll just be BSing about random stuff.
It's two
in the summer.
Once a month.
Well, I mean, it's.
I think there's going to be stuff that will populate within that time.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Well, because we're, you know, working on other business related activities right now in regards to the start of season three. And next fall, you know, we're already working on certain things to get in line with that. So as those progress, you know, that'll bring up more topics and ideas and stuff. Obviously, we won't release anything until stuff's official for next fall. But
yeah.
But yeah, I have quite a long list of people that have reached out that are, you know, Alaska, Maine. Ooh, geez. Just, yeah, way too far to, you know, it'd be nice to eventually go up there to both of those places someday, but
yeah, Alaska would be dope.
Yeah, Alaska would be sick.
Honestly, Maine would be pretty dope too. Mm-hmm. It's a little different than what we're used to.
I think it'd be fun to go to Alaska and ride with like Nick that we've had on the podcast, Nick Pono, mm-hmm. Warren Gage, who's also been on the pod too.
Yeah.
I mean,
heck yeah.
Just to go ride with them, just to film them because they're so crazy.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Just to experience it, live in that moment.
Yeah.
For sure.
But
I like where they ride. There's no trees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff friendly
zone.
That's
a good aspect for you. Huh?
Yeah. Works out. What is that turn again? Is that where they ride?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Shh.
Oh, well, I mean,
I'm just kidding.
Anytime anyone mentions Alaska, that's the first place I think of.
Oh, man. I don't know shit about Alaska.
Bears.
I know that.
Fishing.
Still no riding areas.
Dude, I'm going to Alaska this summer.
Are you?
Yeah.
Like on a cruise or just
a week-long cruise with my family. It's on my mom's side, her mom, it's the only state she hasn't been to.
Oh, wow. And
so she wants to.
Damn.
She wants to go there.
That's pretty dope.
So.
Just taking off out of Seattle and then working your way up.
Yeah. Yeah, for 7 days. So I've been to Alaska several times. I used to have family live up there. Mm-hmm. I've never gone up to ride, obviously, but Alaska's pretty.
Oh, I bet.
For sure.
You might be able to get some riding in.
I mean, maybe. Might be some places. I just don't know how fast I could go to the mountain, ride, and come back before my ship takes off out of port.
Ah, just meet them at the next port. Yeah. They'll dock eventually. Mm.
I was looking at Snow West trying to see if there's any new news or anything interesting, but
I think
there's not a whole lot.
The interesting thing was Skidoo kind of, again, put something out. It's not even mid-season on this one, but just right after Snow Check, mm-hmm. they put out the Hill Climb Edition, which I think is going to be pretty interesting.
Oh,
I hope I run into someone with that because I'd like to see it.
Do you know what's different or changed?
I think it's the skid. I think the back skid, I think, is what's different about it. And I think they're running 2.5 lugs instead of, I think they normally run 2.6 and 3-inch. But, yeah.
You think I should get a 174?
No, I don't. I don't. But
that one guy does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, yeah. You know? A Chaos 155 boost is a disgusting animal, and I'm not going to speak too much on it because I haven't actually ridden one, but I am aware of what those things are capable of, and I just, like,
they're rowdy.
It's going to be crazy, but I, at the same time, I like your logic behind it of, like, why not just get something that is way out there that you can learn and progress, grow into.
Yeah.
So, like, I just don't think, I mean, it's going to be ridiculous and we're going to get ourselves into some shit for sure. But I just don't think that it's just like, oh my God, no, you shouldn't. No, don't get a 155. I should get that
crotch rocket that the C-boys have.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That thing looks wild.
Sounds sick.
It does. Sounds very good. But yeah, I honestly think you'll be happy with a 155.
I think it'll be fine.
It'll be super wild.
It probably wouldn't matter either way, honestly. I probably wouldn't care.
I do think there's a difference between the 165 and the 155.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a good enough rider to notice.
All you got to do is go up a hill and pull the throttle and you'll notice. it's a noticeable difference, but yeah, I think you'll be just fine.
I don't think it's something to steer away from.
No. I think the learning curve will be quick for you, without a doubt.
And honestly, like,
I really don't have a preference. I just thought I'd get that because it's in between.
Yeah.
That's why.
I know you don't really want to go the route, but if you get a 155 and it's just way too terrible, you can find some 165 rails in a different track and throw it under that.
Yeah.
It'll still be a little more rowdy.
Instead of having to buy a whole new sled with a different size.
I think you just get something and we'll go ride. Let's do that.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to drag you guys out a lot more next season.
Yeah.
Next season should be better, hopefully.
Yeah.
Come to your house and load up your sleds right on the back of the Dodge. Yeah. The way you have to go.
Have you seen the roof deck?
I have. That's pretty wild, dude.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand. So is there something in the bed, or was it just like the bed and the roof deck?
No, it's so that he can haul his fifth wheel camper.
Oh, geez. So it's like the UTV, but with the sleds.
I was reading the comments on it this morning. Yeah. It was so funny.
Yeah.
All the banter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Cody. Cody the Conqueror. We had him on, early on. That's season 11.
Someone you knew?
Oh, yeah. I'm friends with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Well, I mean, I've never met him in person, but I've, talked with him quite a bit. And then he did a virtual podcast with us, episode 11 or 12, somewhere in there, when he was still down in Florida.
Is he the fighter? No.
No, that's Bryce Meredith.
Okay.
Dude, you know what I was thinking?
He was a stud, too.
I believe it.
Should figure out what it costs to get a logo on his shorts.
Logo on Bryce's shirt?
Yeah.
Dude.
That actually would be pretty sick.
That would be dope.
That would be sick.
I mean,
he's on the come up right now, it seems like.
Oh, man. It's 4-0. Dude, we need to go to Phoenix and meet him.
I'm going in June.
Oh, yeah.
I should hit him.
Tee it up.
I haven't talked
to him. I mean, at least.
I haven't talked to him since the podcast.
Dude, it'd be.
But he mentioned something when it was a comment about the playlist. How I was hating on the
Weekend. Oh yeah, dude, he's a big
he likes the Weekend.
The Weekend, yeah. I mean, dude, even if a busy schedule or whatever, even if you could just like go watch him train, because he trains with Sugar Sean too.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. Dude, did you
that
know
would be
that
pretty cool.
Sugar Sean's from Helena, Montana?
I feel like he's heard Montana that somewhere. Yeah,
I didn't know that till recently. But
I guess fun to watch fight.
Yeah, oh man. Sure. Yeah, fighting is sick. I don't know a lot about it, but it's
weekend.
Good Saturday. Entertainment.
At the house. Don't forget.
Yeah, but he'll
is that
be
this
gone.
Weekend?
I'm go.
He'll be gone.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Because of the podcast. Unless I tell him
we literally just talked about this.
Do you want me to tell him that we're not doing it? So he'll come?
No. No. You guys are good.
Oh.
Well, because if we go up there with Hayden and Thomas, then that'll give us an episode for next Friday, and the next Friday Smasher's coming up here, and so we'll get several episodes for that, and I think that'll carry us out the rest of the season.
Yeah,
that'll take us to the beginning, because if we get two or three episodes from Smasher, we could at least get one from Hayden and Thomas, and then if Jaden or Scott come through or something, I haven't talked to them yet or anything, but we could probably get multiple episodes out of that as well.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's predict how many more days there are left to ride this season with good snow.
With good? Well, I mean,
decent
that's
snow.
Super, that's so
how much longer will the season last? For you.
I think it'll last. Oh, for me, it's probably done. But we'll see what happens. Well, I shouldn't say it's done yet, because this weekend I'm out. Next weekend I'm out. So that leaves, the last weekend of April, maybe?
The last two. There's 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
You've used up all your Fridays.
No, I still have plenty of that left. the difference between the weather down here and the weather up there.
It's like 40 at Tollgate right now.
Oh, is it really? Gross. Provides a lot of, weeds like to grow very fast in the sand. And so I have a lot of stuff to catch up on and then keep up on starting this time of the year. That being said, I would like to get a couple more in. So I'll say there's probably at least one more for me.
Yeah.
But other than that, that'll be about it.
I'd like to go again, but at the same time, I want to just sell my sleds.
And yeah. I was cruising the marketplace today and saw them up there again.
Done. Well, I need to drop the price significantly.
Are you going to? Yeah. I was going to say, I think I have a buyer for the Marlon if you don't want to toss that in, but I know that's kind of like a perk. So,
well, I mean,
and if it doesn't sell, I think this summer I'll have someone for you.
Okay. Yeah. It would be the most ideal to just, you know, package deal all three and done.
Yep.
But I'm not afraid to part it out either. It'll just be, you know, you'll get a deal buying all three, obviously.
Oh yeah.
But
without a doubt.
Aren't you scared you're not going to get your sled in time?
No, I'm not worried about it. Especially if mine don't sell, then I'll still have these ones, I guess.
Yeah. Four?
Dude. Oh, man.
What are you
going to
do with four?
I don't want to make that payment.
Nothing wrong with that, yeah. Well, I mean, for us, it's nothing wrong with it. For you, there's maybe a little bit wrong with it. But
just means if you break yours, you know, there's extra sleds to ride.
I don't know. I just, yeah.
Mine's almost paid off, but the one you ride is still got quite a bit left. Because I don't pay for my sleds in cash.
I wish I had that money. That would be pretty cool.
Well, I think there's levels to it. I mean, if you had FU money, it wouldn't matter. But if you were, because I like the idea of OPM, right? Like using other people's money. So like if you're going to take $24,000 to go buy a sled cash, I look at that in the sense of like, sure, those snowmobiles, and for us with what we're doing at Sledsend, they are more so an asset than a liability because of the business aspect of what we're doing. But especially with real estate and all the other stuff I can do, I can take that $24,000 cash,
pay for itself,
and make you know, X amount of money back. Whereas that sled is not directly making monthly cash flow payments back to me.
Not gonna make what the real estate is gonna make you.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, but if you had scrillions, like it wouldn't matter to just pay whatever, right? So I'd rather I just finance it, make the payment, and then take lump sums and invest it into other stuff.
Yeah,
but.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't know.
That's the business side of Tyler, y'all. Yeah. It's a little bit sneak peek.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, talk about
what?
Your
what?
Talk about your dad's reaction after he went out on his new sled for the first time.
Oh, he did go out on it?
Yeah.
No kidding.
They sent pictures. He went
where we were. Basically,
he's like, I made it to Bennett Peak.
Where we were trying to go. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
The same way?
They didn't go the same way, I don't think. But no, yeah, he was pumped. He said that he did things on a sled he thought he could never do.
Did the Sherpas take him, or did he go with someone else?
Did Thomas and them take?
No,
he didn't go with those dingleberries.
He went with Jordan Bennett and I think like Casey Morgan and Justin Now.
Dope.
Wasn't his buddy Aaron? Not Aaron Heidemann.
Lane.
I think Aaron Heidemann
Lane
went too.
Camper.
Yeah. So remind me again, what did he get?
It's a 2019 right? 850, yeah. Okay. 163.
Access chassis.
I couldn't remember the
year. With a bunch of SLP goodies on it, and then it's got Fox coilover shocks, too.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's a clean sled.
And pumped.
And the cooker.
Yes, it's got the cooker. It's the
most important part.
Yeah. Dope. People were telling him he was going to tip over a lot because he wasn't used to that, but he said never happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a natural.
Well, I think part of maybe assisting with that is the snow, because they were riding in really good snow, and so you know the difference of like riding in a bunch of powder helps, you know, your balance versus, remember,
if anyone's riding on a sheet of ice, they'll tip over eventually. Like that's a given.
Yes. Not on a mountain max necessarily though.
No, no.
Fair. Very valid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I'm glad that
that is awesome.
You got one.
I'm excited.
I think he wanted to go this weekend, but I don't think he's gonna be able to make it.
I want to see him ride it. I want to get out there and experience the pure joy that I'm sure is on his face.
Probably have
day.
To wait till next year.
That's
all right.
That's okay.
That's all right.
But yeah, he was.
Because then we can share in that together because you'll have your sled too.
Gang, gang.
174.
No, the one that Kobe's trying to sell you.
I'm not opposed to
that. Is that the red one that I just saw it? Honestly, that's not a bad deal.
Yeah. The one on Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah.
That's the 22. He also has the 23 for sale.
Oh, yeah. 23 is the one he wants to sell.
Yeah.
Because it got assholed real hard.
Gotcha.
Which I'm not opposed to it if it's, you know, if it checked out.
I mean, I think it's fine. They're not going to not like take care of it.
I don't know. I just thought I'd get a 155 because it's in between.
Yeah.
Not because I'm like fucking got a major opinion on it.
I think you'll be fine.
Now you got all the
That's all you've ridden is a 155.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
I mean, you are going to go from an 800 to an 850 boost, but still. It'll be fine.
I mean, you're still controlling the throttle, so.
Yeah. Finger throttle for you next season.
Yep. Converted. Bookmark it.
Careful.
Why? Oh, I don't want to ruin the audio or?
No, the converted.
Oh, to a finger throttle? You don't think so?
He's no.
I know. I get it. Okay. I'm just trying to play. No, like, I was trying to steer us away from this.
You're steering away. You're steering straight into it.
Trying to be the shepherd here. Just push him the other way.
That's good.
Away from the cliff.
That's a good idea, actually.
Other than the finger throttle, with everything you've seen and that your stock of knowledge on, what are some other mods you would like to have or you think is most important?
Why you gotta put me on the spot like that?
Why not?
I don't give a shit. If it's stock, it's fine, honestly. It's probably got plenty of power for me and everything I'd need. Suspension's probably fine.
For the first year?
Yeah.
A special wrap, at least, though, yeah.
I mean, that probably just that, honestly.
You wouldn't get, like, a bag or anything?
Just mount the Pelican case to it, like we have been.
Yeah.
So mounts, there's one right there. Yep. A wrap, the finger throttle. What else? Anything for you?
He would need a cooker.
Cooker. So that means that would mean you'd have to have a can.
He would need.
Honestly, I'd probably just need a bunch of extra parts.
Like A-arms.
Since I'm going to be riding my own, I'm probably going to fuck it up.
That's all right. That's how you learn.
Like, yeah.
I'll video that.
Need some storage space for your rice cakes.
Yeah. We need like a soft storage space for it so they don't get broken. Mm-hmm.
Put your trend bottles in there too.
That's stupid.
Is that like a daily thing? Is that like you have an alarm clock? Is that like on time?
No.
If I did that, I didn't know if that was like, you know, medicine where you had to take it a certain amount.
If I did that, I'd be way big.
No. Oh, I thought you were big.
No, I'm small. Tyler just makes me look big.
Oh, wow.
Turned it around quick.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe, yeah. Well, never mind. Anyways.
It's all good. That's what happens. I missed the gym almost all of March. And then you got me severely sick, and I lost a ton of weight.
What were you doing?
I was being sick.
Like how? What kind of sick?
Dehydration.
Yeah. It is a D word.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I didn't get you sick. I was sick 2 weeks before you.
Yeah, well.
That shit has just been going around.
Anyways.
Everyone's had the shits.
Dude, you speaking of, take your multivitamins, boys. That's what you need to do.
Speaking of fitness, back on the 75 hard grind.
I know.
What's today? The 6th? So day 6. 75. I have a ways to go. Middle of June, I think. But I'm doing it properly this year, and I'm not going to be on 75 hard at heydays like I was last year.
I'm going to.
No, dude,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to make it so you have to go walk around the hotel fucking couple times.
No. No.
That's what we had to do. We had to hit a walk around the...
That was your 45-minute outside workout?
We did.
Went to Menards.
Menards.
Nice.
Shout out old Brandon Giff, Michigander.
Maybe he'll watch this, but probably not.
Probably not. Probably not. It's all right.
Heydays will be fun this year.
Heydays will be fun this year.
If I go. It'll be if I go, it'll be fun.
Well, you have to go. You have to go.
Are you for sure going?
Maybe. We'll see.
Have some.
What's your maybe?
Logistic.
We'll just some logistical.
Family matters.
Things.
If he's not going, I'm not going.
Dude, I don't want to go without him either.
I'm not going if he doesn't go.
We'll see dude, what I can't work out.
Especially if we're driving there. Dude, you and I will kill each other if we have to sit in the truck for 15 hours straight. We need a punching bag in between or something.
What?
Oh. No, that's what Kobe's for.
Well, yeah. Kobe will probably fly if he's coming from Sacramento. He's not going to want to drive 11 hours from Sacramento to us and then do another 15 hours or whatever it is to North Branch.
Are you going
to
order one of those inflatable things or what?
A hot air balloon?
The backwoods thing that we at there. Remember?
The tent.
You gonna get one of those?
The tent?
The big, remember their big ass inflatable thing they had? And I'm like, oh, that'd be perfect. I'm like, yeah, we'll have to get that for next year.
I'm talking about like a bouncy house, right?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about, inflatable.
It was a tent thing.
Yeah. It's not inflatable, it's just a cloth. It doesn't inflate with air.
Huh?
For their booth? Is that what you're talking about?
It's just a tent. It's not inflatable. It's a cloth.
It's a great example of what would happen on that 15-hour drive.
No. Yes, dude. What are you talking about?
Pull up backwards right now and scroll down to their Heyday stuff.
Are you?
Unless we're talking about something different.
We've got to be. I swear.
The huge four posts, and you can zip one side of it or all sides of it.
Two sides? Inflated?
Like the posts that were in the ground to hold up the tent?
We're not thinking of the same freaking thing.
Then we must not be.
That's all I can see. That's all they got.
That's inflatable.
No shit. It's floating.
Those.
Oh, I'm a...
Those
aren't... I must have been thinking of something
that's just
else.
Cloth. They're sick, though. Show him. Because we can put Sledson branding on them. Wow. This doesn't happen for us very often. Usually I'm the one that's wrong.
Oh, that is pretty sick.
They've got several of them. We would just need one.
And there's a each wall has a zip in liner or whatever. So yeah, we could make it closed if we wanted.
Oh, I see how that like the left side's done and the back side on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty sick. That would look real good. Sledson on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're supposed to go, hopefully, back with Albany Lodge again.
Mm-hmm.
That was a conversation we had at the end of Heydays last season, but I haven't. I placed a phone call to David, but he's a busy man. Haven't gotten a hold of him yet to catch up about everything, but that's our intention, hopefully.
Hell yeah.
But I mean, I understand if you can't, but. It would be really nice.
I'm going to try all of it. There, Jackson, anywhere.
Yeah.
Nookies, if we go to Nookies, you know, whatever. I don't really care. I'll try to be there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, Heydays and Jackson absolutely cannot.
Jackson would be sick. I think that'd be so fun.
The way to do it would be to go a couple days early and stay a couple days after and go ride with some groups and do... I mean, dude, we could go there across 4 or 5 days and do freaking 20 episodes.
All the fun stuff.
But then we'd have to release it like to a week because I wouldn't want to stretch it out that far.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
The Jackson special, Jackson series, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do it live. It'd be fun to do it live.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I don't know.
In the pits.
The logistics, but.
Yeah.
We'd have to have like a feed so that we're far enough away that you don't just hear sleds in the mics the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Do it inside of a Logan Coach trailer.
Mm-hmm. I like that. You like that too, Jeff?
Just gotta buy one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's only money, I guess.
Yep. That's all snowmobiling is. That's all it takes. It's a little bit of money.
A little bit.
It's a, yeah. Just a little bit.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Just want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We got RSI. So whether you need handlebars or grips, seat covers, controls, etc., doesn't matter. Use Sledson 2023 at checkout for 15% off your next order.
Nope.
I don't know where to go other than politics with the rest of this show.
Oh, man. I don't want to go to politics. Yeah. That shit gets me so fired.
Fired.
Up.
Yeah, and fired upset, up.
Dude.
Dude, we won't be able to buy right sleds now with our dollar here soon.
We're going to be buying it in the Chinese yuan or whatever. Yeah. Whatever their currency is.
You got your tinfoil hat with you?
Actually, I'm here. I just didn't show anybody.
Call up your boy, Priscilla, and borrow his.
You listen to him quite a bit?
Yeah.
Like every day? Well, I guess, I don't know. Does he drop one every day?
Almost.
I listen to him when I'm on my outside walk.
His is every day. Hard AF. Is that's what that one is, right? Yeah.
He's bringing the MFCEO project back, though, isn't he?
Yeah. It's real AF, but.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Hard AF sounds a little.
Sure.
Different.
Real AF is good, too. Close enough. Potato, tomato.
We're hard AF.
Dude. Good Lord.
That's a different podcast I must be thinking of. My bad. My bad.
Oh, boy. Lots of snowmobile talk going on right now.
Yeah.
Well, they're just, I don't know what's going on.
Shooting it, you know?
The sled world right now.
Yeah. There's
I will say the snow, like last weekend, was pretty incredible.
You know?
Like, all over, man. It was so good.
You know what we should do is we should have a segment where he's dressed as like the weatherman.
That would be pretty dope. I would love
you're
that.
You're super nerdy about that
I love
shit.
That, yeah.
We should have him do a forecast every episode.
Sledson forecast? Yeah. I'd be down with that.
Dude, that'd be, oh man, that'd be entertaining.
Yep. If you're in this general area, you're about to get.
We should get a green screen.
Yes.
And that's just the.
We put like weird
each
stuff
episode.
On it.
Yeah. Each episode we film one, that's just the intro for every episode.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah, let's go, baby. I'll go to Goodwill tonight and look up some or get some good outfits. Dude. Weekly outfits, baby.
I think that's what we should do.
That's funny.
Even through the summer.
I'm not so interested in it.
He's just giving a snow report in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. The snow level is 25,000 feet. I don't even know if that's possible, but yeah. That would be pretty.
I mean, it might be snowing up there.
I think that's a good.
I think that's outer space at that point, but no, it's not. Oh, man, here we go. Now I got to check.
I don't know.
I don't either.
25, you say 25,000 feet?
I don't know, Jeff. I didn't pay attention to that part.
Because Mount Everest is like 26,000 feet or something like that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm looking real dumb.
Oh, Mount Everest is 29,000 feet.
See, I told you that wasn't the atmosphere.
Fucking peak of Everest is in space. I don't know how far up space is.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's out of my wheelhouse. I just like snow.
What's the answer?
I just looked up the atmosphere. Earth's atmosphere stretches from the surface of the planet up to as far as 6,214 miles above. After that, the atmosphere blends into space.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, very. But I guess anywhere above, 10,000 feet for us doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's snowing or not, because we're not going to get it. But
that is true. That is
travel.
Do you know Mount Rainier is the tallest mountain in the lower 48?
What's the tallest mountain in the continental U.S.?
It's Denali.
Nailed it. Geography, baby.
I think, yeah. It's like
pretty sure it is.
20-something. I think it's 20.
I know, yeah. I was going to say Denali is the biggest. But yeah, Mount Rainier is second biggest. Nerd alert.
Dude, when was the last time you went and hiked a mountain?
Oof.
It's been a while.
Dude, it's been a long time.
Yeah, Denali's 20,300.
You used to go, like, legit hiking? Like, with your sticks and everything?
No, not like that.
No?
Not like that.
Just the backpack and...
Yeah, camera and
your
shit.
Brooks shoes on and... Yeah.
I like it. Have my socks pulled up really high.
Mm-hmm. With your sandals.
Have like one of those like canvas like vests on.
That's dope. I like that.
Yeah.
You used to do that a lot, dude.
I didn't wear all that. That's a joke.
Why not?
I don't know. I just wear Vans and shorts.
One with nature.
When I went to Canada, though, the one thing I wish that I had was a mosquito net.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. The mosquitoes are so bad there.
Have you ever hiked on the PCT at all?
Just, like, through the gorge. There's a couple trails that are a part of it, but not, like,
intense. Like section?
Not intentionally, not sections or anything. Going to hike part of the PCT, no.
I think that stuff's wild.
Dude, that would... I couldn't do that. That's too long.
Yeah, that's pretty savage.
I think it takes like 4 or 5 months, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yep. So I've heard or read maybe. Man, that's a lie. I don't really read. Probably saw it on Instagram or something.
I can't read.
Yeah. I don't know what's this word?
You Audible. Edit amazing videos, but you can't read.
Audible has been a good friend of mine ever since it started. Just because, yeah, big words don't. Okay.
Got you through school.
Don't mesh. Yeah.
They don't mesh for Kobe either.
It cracks me up.
I didn't know that word.
Really?
What was it?
Delectable.
Delectable, yeah. You work at Amazon, so you learn all
these.
Well,
that means nothing.
You learn all these new words and things. And
I just think, yeah, just in my head, whenever I say that word.
You're around smart people over there, okay?
That is true. There are a lot of smart people there. For sure.
I'm just around this fucking guy. He's around me. And I don't know who Kobe's around, but.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Does anyone have I do know, but. Does anybody have any what?
I don't even have a question.
Oh, man. Why'd you have to bring that up?
I think it's probably time to wrap it up, though.
Yeah, we're just.
Fair enough.
Lingering on like a silent fart.
Yeah. Well, those are really, yes. That's a good one too. It's a good way to wrap it up. I guess we do kind of have one was the, you know, what do they want to see in the carried out throughout the summertime? Like, are we going to do the.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weekly I'll
take that question.
Monthly, whatever.
Make you guys come up with something.
Oh, I meant that as like a shared.
Oh.
Just kidding. Just because I don't have one. I definitely don't have one.
I mean, we can just make that the group question if you guys can't think of something else.
Should Kobe quit his job in California and move back?
That's a fair one.
We'll see what the.
If he does that, I'll get that. I'll buy that sled from him.
Oh, there it is. It's out.
Shay, can you think of something spring related?
Spring. As far as a question.
More, yeah, there's a lot of people that really, really look forward to spring riding for jumps and.
Yeah. Not really, I guess, off the top of my head. A lot of them are kind of dumb.
I'm not a big spring guy.
There's never a dumb question.
No. I think there is. But
you can buy one.
I'm sure there's plenty of them.
Ask one of your dumb questions.
I just want to know, I would love to go learn how to like actually jump properly, I guess, if there's such a way. I feel like there is, because if you don't land right, that's probably not proper. So maybe some tips on that, like how to build maybe a good booter. How do you actually transport the scoop up there? Like, what's the best way that you found to get your scoop up there, because I know just using your regular shovel is probably not ideal. It's going to take a lot more time.
Yeah. Tyler's a hell of a skid steer operator. He could probably figure out a way to get it in there.
Perfect. We'll take that to the top of the hill and build a,
just get a chopper,
massive one. Yeah,
it down in.
A couple of them.
Or put it on the back of a snowcat. And
or just we'll, just, take use, a we'll just use a snow cat at that point, for sure. Yeah.
Snow kitten.
Yeah. Any insight, I guess, on jumping would be delectable.
I say you just sign up
would
for...
Would be delicious.
Delicious would be good, too. Yum.
Isn't that what that means? When I looked it up, it was delicious, I thought.
Yeah, it could be used. I think it could be used in a...
How do you use that word? Where have you heard that word used? I need to hear the origin story.
I
use
it in my head. I don't really hear people.
Where did you hear the word delectable that you knew?
I feel like it's a soundbite or something where...
I always heard it in relation to like, food.
Guys delectable. Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes we got to...
It's above my vocabulary,
use these
too.
Words in different aspects and make them stick. Like yum. I use yum a lot for like nice pictures. Or snow conditions.
I know what yum means.
Yeah, well, yeah, but yum is typically related to food, right?
Yeah.
Like if you say yum, not
I'm just
snow or something.
Just like one word you used, I just never heard it before. So you're expanding my vocabulary.
There we go. So I'll challenge you then. If I'm going to be the weatherman, you need to come up with a word of the day, a word of the podcast. And it can't, you know, we got to stay PG here.
Word of the podcast?
Yeah.
Like... In relation to what?
I don't know. It can be anything. What stands out to you? Like, maybe not that. Maybe not what stands out to you.
I don't
Let's
know.
Just go like good words. Sledson's going to be very informational next season.
I've got a word.
What?
Illustrious.
Ooh.
I'm just not that smart.
I'm trying to even think if I know what that means.
I've got another one.
What?
Imminent.
Oh.
Do you know what that means?
Like it's about to happen. Something's about to happen.
Mm.
When I think of imminent, I guess I think of
fucking spelling bee vocabulary test right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Like the end of the world is imminent.
I think that might be a different spelling than I'm.
Oh. Are you thinking of like eminent domain?
I'm thinking of imminent as in like highly, highly respected.
Oh. I guess I just didn't understand. I didn't know that definition of it.
Famous and respected within a particular sphere or profession.
Oh, yeah. See,
Jeff is not an eminent snowmobiler.
It's true.
Is it even, how do you?
Use to emphasize the presence of a positive quality.
I'm just pumped on this.
Your eminent is spelt with I, M-M-I-N-E-N-T.
You know what? We should just give it a go real quick. Why don't you give us a snow report?
Oh, the snow report right now?
Yeah.
California, Utah, looking good. Here, not so much. We're going to get hot this weekend.
We need more details.
We're probably going to see about 0.2 inches of precipitation within the next, what's today? Well, today's Thursday, but this will come out Friday, so.
0.2 inches?
Of precipitation here. I don't know about anywhere else, I guess. So Hermiston area by Monday. I think that's about what we'll see. I don't know what that means for the mountains. Typically, it's pretty good as long as the temperature is low enough. If not, it's just going to rain and turn everything to crap. And then it will really be spring riding. There you go.
That's Did the jet ski out?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Riding two-stroke one way or another.
Do you have a boat?
I have a jet ski.
Are you going to buy a side-by-side this summer?
Probably not.
Are you talking about it?
I would like to. I talk about a lot of things, though.
That's why you're on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to. I'd like to buy a lot of things. Side-by-side, yes, would be one of them. Honestly, a tractor is probably my next purchase.
Do you have
How much land do you have?
Just shy of 2 acres.
Okay.
So just enough to justify a tractor, I think.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Do you have any climb suits that you don't care about anymore?
Ooh, I do. Not that I don't care about it, but I'm just going to get a new one.
Just thinking for the weatherman segment I got.
Oh, no. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I've got. Oh, I want to. We got to cut the sleeves off of it and cut them into like
no,
fucking shorts.
No.
Wear flip-flops.
That would be hilarious, but.
I got one we can use.
I don't
use
think
for
that'd
sure.
be good for oh, branding.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I'm getting a new one,
why not? If I'm getting a new one,
well, I know I'm buying a new one next year.
Nice.
I have to. Mine kind of, I shredded it.
Blew the seams out or what?
No, damn. Hide the. I thought I wore a good shirt today too. Dang. No, I didn't blow the seams out, but I did rip it in a couple spots. Not on the seam.
You bent down or
no? Jeez, see this. Yeah. This is. I'm definitely not going to Heydays. I'll fly there. No,
dude. Same. He's gonna drive all this shit. We're gonna fly.
Tyler roasting me right now, making me really want to jump on that 75 day hard.
Hey, well,
whatever it takes. Yeah. I don't blame you.
Oh man, I make fun of myself too. Blast people like that.
Oh no,
I couldn't help myself.
It's all in fun.
I feel like you and I should fly. Drinking on the plane, having a good time. We'll fly right over the top of him. We'll be a few days early. You know,
I'm down with that. Yeah. Tyler's like, no, you're not.
You and Kobe can drive.
No. No.
Listen, if him and I fly, we can bring, that means you can bring four more or three other people in your truck. Yeah.
Like, who else would we bring?
I don't know.
Sean.
Your dad?
Oh, he'll fly too.
Oh, there we go. We have our whole row booked. We're golden.
Man, I don't know if I want all three of us in a row where we all got fucking broad shoulders and
I don't
shit.
Know if I want to smell you on the way. I'm gonna on a plane. I'm gonna right next to
drink
you.
Drink a bunch of protein before we get on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat a bunch of protein bars.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Oh, man.
Now I'm back to driving.
He's going to get real wild at that. Is it the Boondockers party?
The Boondock Nation after party.
I probably would not do that. I'm a saint, actually.
Nothing can't wait water to see it.
In this we temple. At least have to go to it. We didn't even go to it because we just went back to the hotel to dump footage and stuff.
Because you guys and we were all 75 smoked. Day hard there too, huh?
Yeah.
See, it just wouldn't I was. It would have just been
fun.
Everyone's drunk and we're just
oh.
Not
sober, like trying to conversate with drunk people.
Be like the first time at a high school party where you don't really know what to do.
Well,
if you get handed the beer and you're like, I don't know if I even like this.
Those kind of things are good, like to go to like for the first hour,
and then yeah.
And then
it would have been fine for like an hour,
and it gets real fun.
Yeah, I mean,
and
yeah.
Shay's doing cake stands and shit.
Just drift out and slits in merch and just making a fool.
It's on the dance floor. Mm. Just,
I'm sure there's a couple friends that would love to comment on this part of the podcast.
We've got some good stories.
He grabs the karaoke so mic good. And then just starts giving a weather forecast.
Yeah.
Heck dude, yeah. He should have to like dress as a weatherman the whole time we're there.
Dude. Again, I'd be down with it.
He just wears one big-ass snowflake suit.
No, probably not going to wear a snowflake suit, though.
Just a snowflake?
No, no. I'm out. I'm out.
That's fine.
Not doing it.
All right. We'll end it with my sled talk question. My question to the listeners and viewers is, what do you guys want to see this summer? You know, last summer we continued with one episode a month. We want your guys' feedback. If you guys will continue to listen to weekly episodes and enough of you would like us to do that, then we will strongly consider it amongst the team. It's a pretty serious workload on top of other summer business responsibilities and just overall playing and fun activities throughout the summer. What do you guys want to see? Monthly, twice a month, or weekly? Let us know, and that's going to dictate how much we put out this summer because the season's kind of coming to a close here, so. What was so funny about
that? Nothing, just immaturity. That's all.
I wasn't even looking at him, so it's not my deal this time.
It wasn't. Jeff's innocent.
I don't know what he's laughing about. I don't believe all that. I'm tired. I'm tired, so I'm really tired too. All there. More so than usual.
We'll wrap this episode up. We've got some pretty stellar guests coming on for the next few episodes. So definitely stay tuned. We're really looking forward to those. And they'll be in person as well, so that'll be sick. And, yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Living life with no regrets. I can't. Designer when I get dressed. Hey. Summertime on winter fresh. Fresh. I put her legs behind her head. Night night she gonna bed. Bye bye. Every day it's a new test. I just keep chasing these checks.